Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are we, Tom? You ready to go?
Do you think we're ready?
What are you still? Don't you have a birthday to plan or something?
I do. I'm
Where's
still
my invite? I haven't gotten an invite to this thing yet.
You're invited. Absolutely, you're invited.
I know I'm invited. Oh, just show up. Is that kind of when?
Yeah,
when?
Kind of the
when
deal.
Does it get? What day?
Saturday. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We've deemed it Kev Fest. Kev Fest. Yeah.
Well,
and all I know is I have.
Text me where I'm going, and I just might have to get the convertible out and go for a ride.
I have a nice barrel of Shiner Bock from my friends at Beverage Wholesalers, and going to consume that as we
Shiner Bock.
Shiner Bock, yes. Shiner Brewery in San Antonio, Texas. They make a fabulous red ale.
I have so much to learn.
There you go.
I need to hang around you more.
Oh, well, hey, I'm here. I'll hook you up on the beverage talk for sure on occasion. Yeah. By the way, if you want to have a great summer beer, Shiner Sea Salt and Lime.
Very good. Sea Salt and Lime.
Yes.
Why do I can just hear my ancestors going, I bought some beer-flavored beer.
I know. I get it.
Coffee-flavored coffee and beer-flavored beer. Quit screwing it up.
I'm half Irish. I totally get it. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. It's Todd and I, Chris Larson, super producer. It's Friday, so we're just kind of we're gonna throw it against the wall, see if it sticks. Open phone right now at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 are the numbers to call. You can shoot us an email, studio@flagfamily.com, or text Todd at 701-226-8503.
I keep saying 03, and I keep getting reminded, well, O on a phone is the number 6.
Right.
No, it's a 0.
Well, there you go.
It's called a colloquialism, but that's all right. 226-8503 if you want to. Text me anytime. People do. That's fine. I mean, I'll see you at 5 in the morning, but...
Yeah, exactly. Brought to you by our friends at Pipers. That's Kevin and the team at Pipers.com, America's land auctioneer. He's got a radio show, goes every Saturday morning at 7 a.m., I believe on, is it on K-Fire? I believe it is on, of course, on Flag
sure
and Tioga at KTGO. They've got a lot of equipment auctions going on right now, a lot of land auctions going as well. There's some really unique, interesting stuff. In fact, I saw Kevin about a week and a half ago. He said, yeah, I know you're really into guitars. We've got an estate auction where a guy's got a bunch of collectible guitars, and oh my gosh, I had a chance to go on the website and look at that. Yeah, he made me drool a little bit on that one, but literally anything. They auction anything, and you'll find them at Pifers, P-I-F-E-R-S.com. Give them the team second to none. They are fabulous. And, of course, if you're thinking about, you know, liquidating or selling some land or getting an estate that you want to you know, get sold, that's the crew to call at Pifers.com. All right, and what's on your mind? What is on my mind? I don't know where to start.
Up on the mountain like that?
No one cares. Hey, it's the new 40. That's what I'm saying.
It's the new 40.
It's 60 is the new 40.
What was, when you were a kid, what was your first recollection of, like, grandparents or somebody older than you? When you were, like, 5 or 6, did you have relatives that were, like, you thought were older?
Here's the deal with this 2 cents on me. Neither one of my parents made it to 60. Neither one of my mom and dad made it that far. My mom had lung cancer and brain cancer, and then my dad had a massive coronary.
Like uncles or anything like that?
A lot of longevity in some of them. You know, but my mom and dad both lived. You know, they had a lot of fun, left it all on the field. Both were smokers. You know, both were not in the greatest of shape and things like that. So I look, I try and stay in shape. I don't smoke. I'm trying to keep myself. So I'm hoping I make it past 60, well past. That's what I'm saying. 60 is the new 40. Certainly don't feel like it. But everything's good there. So no, that's but yeah, growing up it was really weird because seeing my parents pass, my mom when I was a senior in high school, and then my dad 5 years later, it was like, man, okay, 60, well, for in my mind for so long, 60 was like the number. because a number of my parents' friends, a number of their friends passed away around that time, too. Not a lot, but I mean three or four that really hit me at the time. And I was like, man, so when I was turning 30, which seems like yesterday, I had it in the mindset that I was like, all right, I'm halfway. And that's when I made the decision. I was living in San Diego, and I was like, okay, I was so sick of Southern California and so sick of just big city and all the things. So that's when I kind of focused my direction to find a lake that would have me in northern Minnesota, and been there ever since.
I bring the grandparents thing up because when I was growing up, my grandparents were about 54 when I had my earliest real recollection of them.
Right.
And they were such old people.
Yeah.
And now I'm 57, so it's like, wait a minute. That's not old. What was I thinking back? I had a lot to learn back then, but I don't feel as old as they seemed at the time to me, I guess.
I took great pride when we were over at WeFest last week when walked into my friend's big tent setup that he had there, and they had a huge table of all the young people that are all neighbors and friends of ours, and I got to, Kevin! And I'll jump up and get hugs and stuff. So, you know, I act much younger than I am, so that's why I'm saying 60 is the new 40.
Maybe that's just it. Maybe three of my four grandparents acted old. The other was a guy who basically stole liquor from Minnehaha Liquors all the time, the one that went down with the Lake Street riots. So I won't count him in that group, but the rest of them, maybe they just all seemed older, and I don't know. Maybe I was just a young punk and had no idea what I was doing in life. I just don't feel like I'm as old as they were then, I guess, is the thing. Kind of like you. It's like, nah, this isn't old. 80 is
a number.
And my great-grandfather lived to like 97 or something like that, so I'm shooting for that.
I told someone, I said, we spent a lot of time, you know, wake surfing and probably going to do a little barefooting over the weekend. And
you
barefoot? I'm like, yeah, barefoot. Why would I not? The good Lord has given me another day. I'm going to take advantage.
If anybody gives you a lift, just put a couple of masks on your feet.
Here we go with that now. Here we go with that. All right, we're going to open the phones.
Chris, he's there. Look at that.
Is Chris there? There he is.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Fantastic. Like, not as fantastic as Kevin because he's got the big 6-0 party around the corner, but...
Well, yeah. Now, I feel kind of bad because Kevin invited me to this party, and I'm not going to be able to make it. But I have a feeling that, Todd, if you're not going to make it either, that both you and I are going to live vicariously through Kevin.
Oh, we will be.
A ton of pictures this weekend.
Well, and see, I'm supposed to be helping get my mother-in-law's place cleaned out because we have her with my brother-in-law now because she just needs to be watched. And that's kind of one of those things that was supposed to happen this weekend, and then I saw what the weather is going to do, and I'm like, okay, they haven't had the AC on in there in the last few weeks, I bet, too. So it's like, do I want to go in 100 degrees and clean out a place, or can we wait till it cools off?
Can we wait till December for this?
<That's possible>. December. Well, I think we have it through September. But
yeah, right, there you go.
At some point, we're going to have to clean it out, but maybe we'll wait till it's like 80-something or 70-something rather than 90-something or 100-something. But,
all right.
I don't know.
Let's fire this up. 800-228-0550. Todd Knight, Chris said, let's just do open phone Friday. We're going to open the phones.
There you go.
What's on your mind? The border apprehensions are up to a 21-year high. The July number is at 210,000 that they caught.
You and I need to make sure to wear masks, but we can let everybody across the border, right?
We can talk about the mask thing. I call it the Ronavid mask talk, which is I have a trigger now. When Ronavid mask is spoken, I have an ability to now shut it off. If you want to talk about that, you go ahead, and we'll put you on, and I'll just be over here.
I'm starting to like my idea of putting those on your feet as sandals, you know.
Yeah, Ronavid masks.
You want to make sure that you don't soak it up from the earth or whatever. But
we can talk about the $3 trillion plus and the more trillion plus dollars that they're printing and spending. Have we spent into our great 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 grandchildren's pockets yet?
Oh, are we there yet? Print more money. It doesn't matter. We could just print some more money.
Because I think we were spending our children's money in the 90s. We had to have been spending our grandchildren, great-grandchildren's money in the last couple decades. I'm sure we're to our great-great-great-grandchildren's pocket
by now. Big mistake in 71 coming off the gold standard. We should have stayed on that. We'd be in much better shape now. We'd be much more accountable now. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you and I can't, by design, spend way beyond our budget. And yet,
right.
The country can.
Yep.
Could you? Well, I don't know. I'll just do the math. What's the math on what?
I know where you're going.
The per capita normal deficit spending that we do, and we should individually be able to do that without any repercussions. So, you know, you and I could just get the Ferraris and Lamborghinis and park them out front and take five parking spots and all that.
We can talk about the Cyber Symposium that wrapped up on frankspeech.com yesterday. If you've not been and seen the recap, go and watch it. The evidence is there. And to me, it's overwhelming. To me, it's
so
I don't know.
We've got the evidence. Where do we go with it?
That's my question. I don't know. So let's get to him. Henry in Fargo wants to talk about just that about Mike Lindell. Henry, what's up? What's on your mind?
Hey, two things. Thanks for taking my call. First, if you guys have any insight or anything about Mike Lindell, I thought the situation with him, that because of your friendship with him, that'd be great to know. And the other thing is, I was very encouraged yesterday listening to your show, how many people are disgusted with Hovind and Kramer and the whole party from North Dakota. They need to go. It's just obvious. And I don't know why Scott Hannon continues to support and carry their water.
All right. Thanks, Henry. Good questions. All right, we'll address them both when we get on the other side of the break. This is What's on Your Mind.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in wind energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Welcome back. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. It's Friday. That means let's do lunch. Valley City pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. Now, keep in mind, everything I tell you, everything is scratch. Okay, this is all homemade, made right there. Harwood's got two Sloppy Joes and chips, and yes, even the Sloppy Joes are homemade. Cheese raviolis on 12th Avenue, 205 NP Avenue's got chef's choice today. On the way home for me in Glendon, Minnesota, chicken pot pie. The chicken pot pies are as big as a Frisbee. They're fabulous. And up in Yulin, they do meatballs from scratch.
Put the microwave on high and all that. You know.
Tons of great specials all month of August. Buy one, get one free on the Old Dutch Family Packs. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents, just among the specials available all of August at every PetroServe location. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. You know, before we went to the break, we're talking about, and obviously North Dakota residents, a number of them very upset with your senatorial team, Hovind and Kramer, who I know both of them have known. I've known John Hovind for 20 plus years since he was back in governor days. Kevin, not as long, but I know him pretty well. I will just say this, that if you live in North Dakota and you are upset with your senatorial representation, I will gladly trade you my two for your two. You can have Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar. We'll send them over. We'll pack them up.
Nope.
We'll put them in pantsuits. We'll put them in pantsuits. We'll send them over. They'll look fabulous in North Dakota, whatever color you want them in. And you give me Hovind and Kramer. Please. I'm just telling you.
You and I have lived a bunch of different places and seen politicians from a whole bunch of different kinds of machines. I'd rather have our two than any other two you're going to find pretty much anywhere around the country. You're absolutely right. And certainly Minnesota, really.
And I'll just tell you this. I'm here every Friday when Kevin Kramer is here, and he answers the questions. And, he maybe not be as staunch and as hardline as you want someone to be, but when you actually have a senator that'll answer a question, that'll return a phone call, that their staff will get back to you. I cannot get. First of all, Tina Smith is a joke in Minnesota. I can't. There's never. It's literally the standard response. Amy Klobuchar, at least she'll have a staffer or someone you can tell it's maybe an email of one line where she'll write back.
But how many usually radio town halls have they done?
That none. And the only place they do them is on the stations in the Twin Cities that, again, throw them the softball questions and don't make them answer anything tough.
Not our sister station, not our Twin Cities News Talk. They'll never go on there because they know they'll get pummeled. They'll get hammered.
If you're going apples to apples, I'm just saying. So that's worth bringing up. All right, I want to get to the phones today. Delta variant, Andrew in Jamestown. What's on your mind as far as the Delta variant goes, buddy?
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Todd, Kevin, good to see you guys this morning. Here are you guys this morning.
Hey, thank you for top billing. Appreciate it.
No, I usually give you top billing. I don't know why I do that, even when Scott's not there. I was thinking to myself, I was trying to get into you guys last week, but something suddenly dawned on me, and I believe Scott gave this to me. But I guess in the short form, in the short version, what I want to say is that depending where you're at, and it really doesn't matter where you're at with how you feel about mask, no mask, vaccine, no vaccine, the parts that I always have a problem with today is it's the same thing breaks down like this. If you're a cop, you don't ask questions when you go into a robbing bank or bank is being robbed. When you're a doctor, you're not supposed to ask questions about whether or not your self is on the line. You're just supposed to help your next person. I think, and I hate to use this, but I'm going to use it anyways. Arnold Schwarzenegger broke it down on a snip this morning that I heard. Doesn't matter what you think. It's about the person next to you. It's about at least having respect for them. Now, I'm not of the opinion that it's a does-all and says-all, because my opinion about that is a little skewed. I don't think we've got this figured out anyways, as far as the variants are concerned. As far as the COVID deal is concerned, it's been a mess from the start. But the bottom line to me is that it shouldn't be a debate. It should be just about your fellow man.
As far as masks go, if you're going to wear them or not to protect someone else, et cetera?
Or if you're going to have the vaccine. If you don't want the vaccine, don't do it. Whatever, fine, whatever. But I mean, you know, let's not turn it into an issue. But the part that bothers me is a professional. Someone like a nurse having to be required to take a vaccine.
Right. Yeah.
Or a cop having to be required to take a vaccine or a mask. That's ridiculous. That should be a no-brainer. I mean, you're serving the public. It shouldn't be a debate.
Very good point. All right. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it. Nope. Yep. Spot on. Yep. You bet. I'll tell you one thing. I'm to the point where there's so many opinions. There's so much out there. Red, blue, black, white. You know, there's so much gray. I'm tired of trying to pick what color any of this is. That's why I'm out. I'm out of the Ronavid mask business. I don't care. And if you get the mask, that don't matter. I don't care. I don't care if I get it. I don't care if I die for it. I mean, and that's going to be God's decision, my friend, not mine. We don't get to pick that. We don't get to choose that. I mean, that's the one thing of fear. What do you mean fear? You should be more afraid of lightning striking you or more afraid of a texting driver hitting you head on a two-lane highway.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're more likely to get hit by another vehicle. You're absolutely right.
We go down the list of things to be afraid of and a million ways to die. What are we doing with this? And then we're back with this mandate stuff, and it's just stop talking. This, I'll tell you, that Dan, that physician that, I think he was in, where was it? It was Indiana. And he's on Rumble right now. Dr. Dan Stock talking about just all of it. Nothing you're doing, no measures you're taking are going to work to stop the spread of anything. And the point he makes that's the most important one, he talks about animal reservoirs. This virus is maintained in the animal world. You're never going to get rid of it. Are you going to inoculate vaccinate every monkey on the planet? Or what? I mean, how's that work?
That one. Next one I want to know. That plus AOC is going to run up every cow in the world.
So. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go to Center North Dakota. Rosemary, talking about the county fair. What's going on, Rosemary? What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, morning.
Oliver County Fair is going on right now, today and tomorrow. Pretty cheap admission, $5, five and under free. Get a lot of entertainment for your $5.
What's the county? What county fair?
We're in Oliver County.
Oliver County.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm looking it up. Oliver County Fair. Oh, yeah, got a little fun going on. What else is happening?
Well, tonight is our Western Edge bull riding. That starts at 7 o'clock. And we do mutton busting before that at 6:30. That's always fun to watch.
Oh, I love that.
Tonight we have a band, our local band, Borderline. And tomorrow we have a petting zoo, inflatables, team roping, a cornhole tournament, a kiddie pedal pull, pig wrestling, and a garden tractor pull. And our music tomorrow night is Rhyme or Reason.
I know the band. They're very good. We've had them in a street dance in Frazee before. Very good band. All right.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Started last night. I just brought up the Facebook page in Center North Dakota, Oliver County Fair. Good to know that. Thank you, Rosemary.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. Have a great county fair. I love this. Is a time.
Oh, yeah.
Street. I know it's Looney Days in Virgis, Minnesota this weekend. There's it's just great. In fact, Street Fair at the Lakes over in Detroit Lakes is going on. I love this time of year. Get the fairs and the flea markets and the street fairs and the county fairs. Get out and spend the money and enjoy it. And don't worry about spreading anything except your goodwill and your money.
There you go.
There you go. What's on your mind? We'll be right back.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new HEI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI bins, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
It's been a long day, an even longer week, and don't even think about the past year. At the end of a crazy day, you can let all those stressful thoughts just fade away with the smooth taste of North Dakota Sweet Cripple, an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Old Man Wideman passed his recipe on for generations, and now there's a new generation of Sweet Cripple called Sweet Crude Orange. The same smooth finish with a splash of orange. North Dakota Sweet Crude and Sweet Crude Orange, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban is claiming they have captured Kandahar, the birthplace of their movement and the second largest city in Afghanistan. It's the 12th provisional capital overrun by the Taliban in about a week. President Biden has put another 3,000 boots on the ground to assist the evacuation of embassy personnel in the capital of Kabul. A Hurricane Hunter aircraft has found Fred very near tropical storm strength. As of 11 p.m. Eastern Thursday, Fred was 450 miles east-southeast of Key West, Florida. Maximum sustained winds are only 35 miles an hour. A tropical storm watch is in effect for the Florida Keys west of Ocean Reef to the Dry Tortugas National Park at the mouth of the Gulf. Anita Dunn, a senior advisor to President Biden, has been able to get around publicly disclosing her personal finances and business interests due to an ethics loophole. She has left the White House officially Thursday and will now focus on Biden's re-election campaign. USA Radio News.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-9789. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
On your mind, I said that we're going to chat about hot spring spas and pool tables too, and I thought this would be an appropriate, you know, nothing like kicking back in your hot spring spa come, you know, January, February, you got a little hot beverage, hot bubbling water, thinking about warmer times. And I'll tell you what, with hot spring spas and pool tables too, it's all about wellness. And one thing that's not in the name, it should be hot spring spas, saunas, and pool tables too. Because the sauna is the key to the wellness. It's unbelievable, the research and the science behind a good sweat. And the good thing is with these Finley Osaunas and hot spring spas and pool tables two cells, they can bring one into your garage, put it together, plug it into the wall, and you're good to go. Looking at infrared, same thing. They've got great line of infrared saunas as well as the traditional where you have the rocks and the hot water deal. And, of course, the hot spring spas, the hot tubs are amazing. If you want to outfit a man cave or your, you know, whatever, your she shed, with a, you know, maybe a pool table or an old house and shuffleboard table, they're fabulous. Go to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com. Locations Grand Forks, Fargo, and Bismarck. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com. Get rigged up for the, I don't even want to say the whole word, but the W word is coming after fall. You know it's coming. So, and I'll tell you, hot spring spas will make that season go a lot faster. All right, it's Open Phone Friday. We're burning through them here. Jason in Pingree, North Dakota, talking about the election coming up, Jason, or the 2021?
Here's what I got to talk about. First of all, this country is in some bad shape. One thing, they knew about this Delta resurgence 8 months ago, but Dr. Uberlips, he don't want to tell you none of that because he knew about it. Second of all, I called Peter Bell to Fargo. Obviously, I'm a truck driver. I'm going across to Indiana right now. I'm from North Dakota. Called Peter Bell to get parts. Can't even get a windshield. They don't even have a windshield for a truck on hand. Don't have a window switch that needed. That's the national back order. They're allowed one per day. You can only get
wow.
There's a guy from North Dakota sitting out in Pennsylvania with a depth sensor out of his truck. He's been sitting there for 3 weeks. Can't even get a sensor for that truck. Who's going to make these payments on all this stuff? What is so? Instead of making us work, they're just going to shut us down with no parts so we all go broke, and then that's how this is going to be? America better wake up real quick. This is a joke. I mean, last time I pulled into a DOT check, if my windshield was cracked, I got shut down, so now I can't get a windshield, so I got to sit there at the DOT, plus pay the fine because I can't get parts?
Yeah, I know, Jason. It's unbelievable. But my lawnmower. Okay, I brought my lawnmower in the first week in June because it needs a belt, it needs some pin and some other, the drive part of it. It's still sitting. Still, I've borrowed my lawnmower, my neighbor's lawnmower, four times this summer because it's still sitting waiting for a part. I know you're not alone in that. It's got to be frustrating as hell. I can't even imagine being out there. But I did see, Jace, that the Biden administration has bought a whole herd of unicorns, and the unicorns are going to be flying out to deliver all sorts of fairy dust to get your truck back on the road, I believe is the plan. Sorry.
Yeah, that guy has to pinch himself in the morning to see if he's still alive, because half the time I don't think he knows he's alive. Either that or he snorts some of his kid's cocaine to get it going in the morning.
Yeah, it could be.
This is about the most ridiculous thing. They're putting us out of work, and our American people are standing there watching this. This is a joke. People in America better get together.
Yeah, we are. All right, man. Well, we're praying for you, brother. I'm thinking about you. I tell you, it's not an easy road right now.
Happy birthday to him.
All right. Hey, thanks, bro. I appreciate that. Yeah, well said. I don't know. I couldn't imagine dealing with what some of these industries are dealing with. The car industry. I mean, my friend Jerome and Brad, they own Nearson's. They can't get inventory. They can't get any car they sold is already gone. I mean, any car they get in is already sold. And that's going on everywhere. The used market's insane. The chip market, I mean, has this ever been a better testimony to maybe we should start doing a few things here at home? Maybe making chips here? Is that too much? Is that crazy talk? I don't know. Well, John and Devil's Lake.
Don't be so reliant on China.
That's what I'm saying.
For anything. I mean, of all countries.
Ooh. John and Devil's Lake wants to comment on Holden and Kramer conversation. John, what's on your mind, brother?
Yeah, maybe what you were just talking about there. Maybe we ought to try and make America great again, huh?
Hey, wow.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wild, crazy concept.
Yeah. And one of the things that, I mean, when Trump first said that, the Democrat Party went nuts. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't think anybody would be against making America great again, but the Democrats went nuts.
Yeah, John, to think that by make America great again, that rich white guy was saying they want to bring back slavery and make America all white again, and it was the most ridiculous thing ever. But that got spun that way. But anyway, go ahead.
Yes, it is, and I wanted to get to Holman. You were just talking about Holman and Kramer and how you'd trade those guys for, and that's a false choice, because in Minnesota, you've got a Democrat state, you've really got a socialist state, and you've got a couple of socialist, communist, Marxist, whatever you want to call, for senators. So that, to me, is a straw man argument and a false choice. In North Dakota, we are a Republican state. And you are telling me that the best we can do in this state is John Hoeven and Kevin Kramer, who go along with the Republican establishment every time they have to. Every time it's asked, every time it's... And then I have to listen to this holier-than-thou crap from Kramer saying, well, I'm here to get things done, and the easiest vote is voting no. Well, I'll disagree with him on that. I don't believe the easiest vote is voting no. I believe the easiest vote is doing just exactly what they did this week. Because
good point.
It takes guts to vote no, because freedom starts with a no. No, we will not house your troops in our homes. No, we will not pay the tax on your tea. No, we will not kneel down before the king. Freedom begins with a no. And that's why I think Holman and Kramer ought to be primary. If that's the best, and maybe that is the best we can do in this state, maybe we are just a Republican party that's like all the other Republican parties that are looking to get that 15% of the trough that the Democrats are willing to give to them.
I'm still willing to
do better than that.
John, I'm still willing to stand by. If you'll do the trade, I'll take the trade.
I get
your point, man.
Speaking on behalf of all of North Dakota, no, Kevin, we're not taking that trade.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Let's grab Roger and Fargo on the vid, on the RotoVid mask, and the Kramer-Holvin conversation. Roger, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Kev. Hey, two things, really. One is people need to quit looking to others to protect them from everything that's out there. It's just not doable. It's, you know, that old Ben Franklin quote of giving up your liberty for safety, you deserve neither. And just quit just get through life. And then as far as I want to comment on your senator's comment, I'll trade our senators for Ronald McDonald and Bozo, because at least they embrace and admit they're clowns.
There you go. Everybody wants a Rand Paul, or everybody wants a Ron Johnson, or everybody wants a John Kennedy, but those guys seem to be few and far between. Thanks, Roger, by the way. Have a great weekend. I think what's going to happen is, come 2022, if, it's a big if, we get this election thing figured out, and if you haven't been to frankspeech.com and seen the recap of the Cyber Symposium and the stuff they've been talking about for 3 days, go look at it, because it's overwhelming. If we can get some things solved in these, especially in these battleground counties, these battleground cities and states, and come 2022, we can do the primarying that we need to do against, you know, the rhinos that are around. I think for the most part, I think that there are a lot more Liz Cheneys than there are John Hoeven and Kevin Kramers around. But I'm not a North Dakota resident. I don't have a lot of skin in that game. I have my own circus to worry about east of the Red River that we're trying to fix in Minnesota. And it's unbelievable the things that are still going on in Minneapolis, the things that are still going on in Hennepin and Ramsey County and in Minnesota. Ugh. But don't even start me. I mean, you want to talk about a swamp. I mean, we were talking about over the weekend with a number of friends. We were out at the Wii Fest. Wii Fest is a big country festival that was over in Detroit Lakes a week ago. And a number of people, we were talking about this election fraud and the things that about. And more than once it came up, the Al Franken business with Norm Coleman came up. And that was, 20 years ago, whatever it was, when, 3,000 ballots just showed up for Al Franken. And they were, but no one made a big deal out of it. The Twin Cities media didn't make a big deal, but it happened, and it was ballot harvesting. And they've been doing it in Hennepin and Ramsey County for decades. And that's the problem we're facing in so many of these states. And if we don't fix that, the rest of it's pointless. So that's where my prayers are going. My prayers are going that somebody in some position saw what Mike had to present in the last 3 days and is going to get that in front of somehow, get it to a court, district, the Supreme Court, I don't care where. But if we don't fix that, the rest of it's going to be pointless. And that, to me, they're screaming, it's the southern border, and it's that. And all they want to scream about is the Ronavid mask talk. The Ronavid mask, Ronavid mask, it's all Ronavid mask. Canada, blah, 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 Ronavid mask. But keep it going. Terry and Mandan wants to win. Kramer, Holvin, conversation. Terry, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to, yes, do you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to, first of all, I wanted to say, I don't understand why all this legislation for, I don't know, past couple of years even, has been going on after midnight, these 3-4 o'clock in the morning sessions that are bringing to a vote. You know, I always remember being brought up, nothing good happens after midnight. And it just seems that that's what we see being played out here. I don't understand why that it has to be done when people are asleep. And we know why, what the reason is, of course. But I just think that that's ridiculous to allow that continue to go on. But as far as Kramer and Hoeven, I'm very thankful for both of them. But I do think that they've been duped by this. And my justification is that I don't know if you heard what happened on Wednesday night. At 4 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, after they passed the $3.5 trillion budget resolution, that Schumer had the Democrats wait around after the vote. And he was going to, he attempted to pass the unanimous consent of having the voting overhaul, the federal election overhaul.
Hang on right there, Terry. We're going to pick it up after the break. We're back.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful. Presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Andy Morag with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Steele, Fargo, Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, and Sioux Falls and Worthing, South Dakota. Featuring farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, coins, toy tractors, guns, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Piper's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are available at pipers.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The 13th. Hopefully it's a great day for you. No problems. It's not Friday. You know, it starts with the Friday. Who cares what the number is? Friday's always good. It's What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends. You know, wind energy in North Dakota is the most abundant and permanent natural resource that the state has. Wind energy paid $10.6 million in property taxes, $19 million to landowners. That was in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 plus landowners, and 3,400 wind employees stand united in wind energy. It's North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. Go to ndforallenergy.org if you want more info. ndforallenergy.org. We got open phones. We want to burn through these for the last segment because we got the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up this week with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, state of North Dakota. But before we went to the break, Terry was wanted to finish his thoughts on the Hovind-Kramer conversation. Terry, what did you want to finish up with there?
Yeah, so I'll just close out here. So Wednesday morning at 4 o'clock Eastern time, 3 hours, Schumer, after they had passed the $1 trillion, $3.5 trillion budget resolution, tried to pass a federal elections overhaul by unanimous consent. And if it wouldn't have been for Ted Cruz, not John Hoeven, not Kevin Cramer, that would have gone through. And I don't understand if they're going to open the door to these kinds of things by voting for with the Democrats, why they aren't protecting us and making sure that behind the door something isn't slipped through.
Terry, that's perfect.
That is not right. That is not representing the state of North Dakota.
You know what it goes back to, Terry, I think, is one. That's a great point. And one thing it goes back to is that Charlie Kirk has made a great point of saying they don't want a debate. So Schumer doesn't want a debate. He doesn't want to he doesn't want to get into any questions. He doesn't want to even be seen doing it. That's why they're doing it at 4 in the morning with the doors closed and the lights off. So so there can't be any debate or any conversation about, oh, we did that last night. You didn't see? Should have got the email this morning. Sorry, have some coffee. We'll see you later. You know, thanks for calling, man.
That's why we need our men to stand in there then.
Yep, exactly. Absolutely. All right, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, let's grab who's up next. Summer in Fargo talking about LGBTQRSTUV. What's up, Summer?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I have the same problem saying that as well. It's whatever. I have a big problem, again, with KVLY and KVRR, especially this time it's KVLY that made the major faux pas.
This is Fargo TV station. Go ahead.
Yep. Apparently they published online, I screenshotted it yesterday or 2 days ago, the agenda for the entire, it looked like a press release from the Pride community, and it regards the entire week-long agenda for the Pride events that are going on so that everybody can be sure to be there at this place at that time. KVRR did a similar thing, but they didn't give the whole agenda. It wasn't like a repeat of the press release, apparently. Here is the problem, is that when there's a thing going on at the Yumcom Center or anywhere else in town, you don't hear about it on their news stations until after the event is over. And then they give you a sentence of what happened and when. It was like, thanks, I would have liked to have gone to that. But here they're giving people an entire week-long agenda of what to do and where. And I was shocked that they have an actual interfaith gathering. It is anti-faith to
Depends on the faith.
The other thing that KVLY did a few years ago was when they had a protest or parade or whatever it was, and the article was not very explicit as to how many people were there. They showed a picture of the bridge between Fargo and Moorhead, and it was loaded with people's heads. And I called and I talked to the reporter who actually did that story, and I said, how many people were actually there? And she hemmed and hawed, and she finally admitted 12. And I was outraged. 12 people, and she made
does that really surprise you, Summer? The whole bridge was full of people. Does that really shock you, though? I mean, it's a narrative.
No, it doesn't. But what does shock me is that the Christians and the Jewish people and even the Muslims aren't getting together and holding a real faith week. And having parades and having concerts and having events to gather people from all over the country.
I hear you. Thanks, Summer. Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I don't mind. You live your best life. Live the life you want to live. And thank God you live in this country and you're able to do that. Thank God you don't live in a Muslim because you can't. There's no such thing as LGBTQ agenda in Iraq. There's no such thing as that agenda in Iran. That's not even a thing. It couldn't even be talked about. But if you live in America and you're here and you want to live your best life, you go ahead. I have no problem with it. You want to be RuPaul and have a TV show and have it, that's fine. I'll choose not to watch it. But again, you can live your life. But the second you want to step on a track or a court or a field of play and say that you're, now this goes to more of the trans than anything, but if you want to say you're a woman and you get to compete against women when you're a biological male, the answer is no. You can't do that. You can't get on, you can get on a runway and do that. You can do whatever you want, get on your YouTube channel and go, girl, but you cannot do, the answer is no. And again, and I get what some are saying about the promotion of this stuff and it's being normalized. And I don't know that there's a lot you can do about that other than keep your faith and just keep spreading your message and getting your truth out there.
Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the chief marketing officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at 20-some bucks an hour. Get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I'll make 30, I'll make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday, we're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities.
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or, if you prefer, text.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.